Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday, by God. And it's also the second day of September, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 86 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 91 degrees today, and it's been hotter than a son of a bitch here. Yesterday it was 97 or some kind of shit like that. It's just outrageous. You're getting drier. Oh, by the way, we've had no moisture, and there's none in the forecast as far as we can see. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here today. Power company seizes control of thermostats in Colorado during heat wave. Oh, really? What a sorry showing, people. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, power company seizes control of thermostats in Colorado during heat wave. This is from Summit News. Around 22,000 households in Colorado lost the ability to control their thermostats after the power company seized control of them during a heat wave. Now, I'm not sure how this is done because they talk about the smart meters down there. I don't got a smart meter. If I did, I'm going to tell you guys something right now. Don't never fuck with electricity if you do not absolutely know what you're doing. I lost a brother. To fucking, he shot, executed to death, and he knew what the fuck he was doing. But as far as a thermostat, if it's a smart thermostat, they mentioned in here, watch how fast I wire around that son of a bitch, and I'll run the fucker 24 hours a day. And you won't be able to do a goddamn thing about it. Disconnect my fucking goddamn electricity to be the biggest fucking mistake you ever fucking made. I know a little bit. I know a fucking lot about electricity. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Who knows? Anyway, after temperatures soared at past 90 degrees, residents were left confused when they tried to adjust their air conditioning and found locked controls displaying a message that said, "Emergency! An energy emergency." I don't care if it's a goddamn, I don't care if the Pope's in town. Fuck you. You do not have the authority to turn my goddamn fucking utility off unless you take me through the due process of the law that I'm goddamn guaranteed in a common law court, motherfucker. You do it, and you pay the fucking price. You think you can do it from afar? Well, fucking, you're everywhere, aren't you? Your shit's everywhere, isn't it? What's it worth to you? Xcel confirmed to local news station Denver 7 that 22,000 customers who had signed up for the Colorado AC Rewards program were blocked out of their smart thermostats for hours on Tuesday. So we're talking about smart thermostats. What, you joined something with some fucking corporation? These people deserve to have their fucking air conditioning turned off. Smart thermostats. I bet I'm smarter than your fucking smart thermostat. Anyway, I mean, it was 90 degrees out. It was right during the peak period, Tony Tallarico. I mean, you're not going to get a goddamn name anymore that ain't fucking Mexican, ain't fucking goddamn Oriental or some other fucking country. There are no Smith Joneses or any. I mean, when you start having more of this shit than Smiths and Joneses, you better fucking clean the shit out of your country, people. Told the news station it was hot. No fucking shit. Hot where you came from too, huh, motherfucker? They don't have air conditioner down there. Were the people paying for your fucking air conditioning, you little prick? I mean it, or did you steal somebody's fucking job to do it? I mean, it was 90 out, and it was right during the peak period, Tony Tallarico told the news station. It was hot. Tallarico. Wonder where the fuck that son of a bitch comes from. Said he is normally able to override the energy emergency message, but not on this occasion. So our thermostat was locked in at 78 or 79, he said. Completely losing control over the temperature of your home is presumably one of the many benefits of green. Completely losing control over the temperature of your own home is presumably one of the many benefits of the green energy great reset Americans will be forced to endure. Now that makes sense. No, we're not. We're not. We don't have to endure. You know, fuck what you could do to the fucking electric companies in this country if you wanted to. Ah, you people out there who aren't being observed. Let's put on my think up the dumps cap and put on the thinking cap. They don't want to fuck with us. It wouldn't be economically feasible. Let's just put it that way. So our thermostat was locked at 78 or 79, he said. Completely losing control over the temperature of your own home is presumably one of the many benefits. This story is yet another example of how smart meters will pave the way for energy rationing. Like I said, you really do not want to fuck with us. You might fuck with those little punk idiot in the goddamn cities, these city boys. These city fucking idiots that fucking don't even have to know how to read to graduate high school. But you don't want to come out here fucking around with us. You just don't. You just fucking don't. No doubt Americans who have them installed will increasingly find their thermostats remote controlled at the behest of energy companies wherever dubious crises can be declared. Claire, you're fucking crying. Don't do it. Don't try it. I mean, I think you know better. I think you fucking know better. I ain't going to keep on it. And if it sounds bad, just imagine what will happen if net zero green energy climate lockdowns become normal. I thought that was quite a fucking mouthful. Net zero energy climate locked. You're fucking really ambitious out there, aren't you? You know, you're not gonna. I mean, I'm reading this for you, stupid fucks in the city. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, don't never fuck with wiring if you don't know fucking electricity. Do not fuck with electricity unless you know what the fuck you're doing. But a goddamn thermostat would stop me for about 15-20 minutes. And I really don't give a fuck whether you like it or not. A thermostat is a switch. Switch don't work. You take the wires off it and twist them together with your fingers and it works again. You bypass the switch. You see what I mean? Smart meter fucking thermostats. I'll leave the son of a bitch. For my first inclination when I read it was I'd rip the fucker off the wall and throw it out in the fucking street and then, you know, wire around the switch. I think I'd just leave it there. I'd go ahead and just, you know, wire around the switch. I mean, educated fools. And then get foolish enough to try to fuck with me about it without going through a common law court. Then you'll be violating the fucking law. You'll be committing treason and sedition and trying to inflict tyranny on me. Then I get to shoot your fucking ass. According to the fucking unalienable, unchangeable, ratified by we the people. Like I said, unalienable. You can't get rid of it. Law of December 15, 1791. Due process of the law. You ain't got the fucking authority to do shit. All these goddamn fucking electric companies are running off our fucking dams that we built. Are they running off the fucking coal plants from our fucking resource that we ain't getting paid for? You know, that it's right here from, what's the dam up north there, I can't think of the name of it, the ones up there on the Columbia. I've been up to it, checked it out, pretty cool. Huh? Oh, she don't remember either. Anyways, all the electricity from that dam, you know, it comes through here and that's where we get our electricity. It goes by my house, I pay a fucking price for it. It goes clear down across the Mexican border. Once it gets across the Mexican border, they pay pennies on the dollars to what I pay for it up here. And we built the fucking goddamn dam. We built the fucking goddamn generators for the dam. We built the fucking goddamn lines to run the fucking electricity. But we're paying the fucking maximum. And the farmers down in the Willamette Valley, man, they get the goddamn water at a discount. They get all kinds of fucking corporate fucking welfare. But when it comes by and the normal person has to fucking pay for it, you pay through the fucking nose. And then you look at the same electricity when it gets down to Mexico. All of a sudden when it crosses that border on them lines, oh, fucking shit, what, 600-800 miles from here? When it crosses that line, it becomes fucking pennies on the dollar, and that's the goddamn truth. It's like the fucking pharmaceuticals. It's not what it's worth or what, there's no fucking logic to it. It's what can we force this person to pay? And you don't, and one thing, you electric companies, you don't want to piss the people off. You know why. I don't have to fucking say it. Anyway, people in major European countries are already having their thermostats regulated in response to the energy crisis. Well, they must not be people from the jungle. In Spain, at the height of summer, authorities have controversially banned air conditioning from dropping below 27 degrees Celsius or 80.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Think about that. I mean, I'm lucky here, you know, you can't, when the summertime, when the leaves are all, we're completely shaded here. If we keep the doors shut, I mean, like yesterday when it was 97 degrees, I mean, you could just walk through the door, no air conditioning on or anything, and it's like 73. It's comfortable. But man, you come out of that 97 degrees, you want it down there at about 70, get cooled off, you know. In all non-residential buildings, including shops, cinemas, and cafes, well, they got licenses. You can go down there and you can tell the cinema, you're going to have 80 fucking degrees in your goddamn cinema. And who's going to come watch a fucking movie? I'm not. Or you can have it in your shops. Who's coming to your shop when it's fucking 80 fucking degrees in there? I'm not. Who's going to come to your fucking cafes when it's 80 fucking degrees? I sure as hell ain't. You see what this is all about? It's about that license. Burn that son of a bitch. Declare yourself a fucking free individual, sovereign national. Learn what one is and how to fucking act like one. Tell them to shove it up their fucking ass. You're going forward with your fucking business. Anybody violates your rights, they get a bullet through their fucking head. Because what they are doing is fucking operating under an unlawful fucking fucking corporation that could never exist. They created a corporation in violation of our law. That ninth article makes it clear they do not have the authority. Fuck you and your emergency. They love that word. They say emergency. Are you fucking one? We got a thing the other day. What the hell was it? About the water. Said I had some problems with the electricity or some kind of shit they were claiming. And they came in there sticking them on the fucking poles coming down the street, right, on your gate. And I go out there and I read this son of a bitch and I laugh. After there's an electrical problem. Okay, now let's get this straight. Okay, so the well won't put out as much water, supposedly. But what they did about this is, you know, they called some, I guess the son of a bitches that we're paying to maintain the goddamn, a pump, a fucking pump. I've taken pumps out of the ground myself and repaired them. But the pump in the goddamn, storage facility, they don't know their fucking job. So what are we paying these, people in Chilicon, what are we paying these fuckers for? Why are we paying Pete Pate? Why are we paying his goddamn salary? Why is that son of a bitch went right through the goddamn recession and under contract to the fucking contracted city after they've taken our waterworks and handed them over to a private fucking corporation without due process of the law? They were removed from us, weren't they? And this asshole evidently doesn't know his fucking job because he had to call somebody else in to fix it. That means he is incompetent to do the fucking job, so what the fuck are we paying him for to start with? At any rate, so they had an emergency mandate. Guess what the mandate was? They closed the city hall. I wonder why. Close it. That was their mandate. You fucking cocksucker, you got no goddamn authority to mandate shit, and you better remember it. You better keep it fucking in the, right in the front of your fucking mind. Anyway, back in Spain, at the height of the summer, authorities have controversially banned air conditioning from dropping below 80.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Erroneous fines. For those who flaunt the rules. Oh, you got rules for me? I got rules? Well, tell me, because I'm just a little boy and I operate under your fucking rules. No, I'm not. I'm a goddamn American national. You want a fucking authority over me? You got a goddamn hell of a process to go through, motherfucker. You just don't say, well, I'm declaring an emergency and I'm going to give you some fuck, shove your rules right up your ass. You come fucking trying to fuck with my goddamn rights, I'll kill you dead. You will take, you will respect that goddamn Bill of Rights. You will respect that goddamn procedural due process. You ain't dictators. You have no power. You're not even fucking servants because that fucking constitution that never was never consented to by me or any other fucking American national. Consented to by your fucking lapdogs, a handful of them. You just put a big room full of fucking goddamn traitors together and said, well, you just kept raising your hand, we're going to do this. Fuck you! Why the goddamn patriots back then did not come to Philadelphia and hang every cock-sucking one of you fuckers and take everything you own is beyond me. One of the great mysteries that I'll never get solved. But I would love to go back in time and just ask, what in the fuck do you people, why ain't you, well, they weren't worried about them. They just fought a war and these little candy ass motherfuckers, they weren't fighting. And what are they going to do? Kick our ass? You didn't think down the road far enough. Because they already had plans to fucking enslave your fucking great grandchildren, your great great grandchildren, your great 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 grand, your progeny. You should have killed them. You should extinguish them from this goddamn planet. They're a fucking plague. And then the Federalists. And their Federals, the Federalist Papers. You don't need a Bill of Rights. Look at this Constitution. Well, we can never violate your rights using this. Well, what about that commerce clause? And what about that general welfare clause? That looks kind of, what does that mean exactly? What exactly can you do in the realms of fucking commerce? Just the commerce clause that you should be in control of the fucking interstate commerce and you control the money. And then you claimed you could control the fucking, that you had judicial authority over every fucking American who had just fought for their, to get themselves free from fucking judicial authority over their fucking private lives. I'll wonder that for the till the day I die, I'm sure. Why in the fuck they just didn't finish the job? We'd have been a lot better off. There would have never been a federal government. We'd have had to get rid of that goddamn Confederacy because it was set up for the fucking aristocrats to fucking rule over the fucking people as peasants, as goddamn subjects. When the people that fucking, I mean, the people that started this whole fucking thing are, well, met the goddamn British who came to start it at Lexington and Concord. They did it for their fucking rights. And then these dirty little these sleazy, well, they're rich. They're sleazy. They're worms. They have to be. You can't be rich without being a sleazy fucking worm. You can't be in the 1% without being a fucking goddamn belly crawling critter. I mean, lowering a snake's belly in a wagon track. I don't know how to tell you how rotten you are. But you have no goddamn authority. You have money you can manipulate. You can have somebody write down on papers across this goddamn land. Joe Blow has fucking authority. Fuck you, Joe Blow. Bring it on. That's what it always comes down to. Because that's the true fucking power in this country, and they fucking know it. As they're going around fucking trying to get a war started in Taiwan, oh God, over there with the goddamn Karzai and fucking Jews over there in, God damn, come on, brain fuck. Oh, you know where we're giving all our money people to. Huh? Ukraine, yeah, that's it. Thank you. In the Ukraine. I mean, fucking, come on, people, you're that dumb? You cannot see they're doing this right in front of your face. They are fucking you, right? Well, I guess maybe you got to turn your head to see it, but they are fucking you, aren't they? They have no judicial authority to do any of this. Every bit of this is goddamn treason, sedition, fraud. I mean, the list of fucking crimes goes, it's immeasurable. Their fucking statutes aren't worth the paper they're fucking written on. They cannot fucking write law for we the fucking people and tell us we have to obey it. God damn it, they were supposed to be. If you had a servant, this is what they were selling you, that they were going to be your servant. Well, could your servant write it down on the goddamn piece of paper that he fucking's going to tell you when to shit, when to eat, when to get up? Could your servant do that? No, he couldn't. In fact, you'd be the one telling him when he could shit, when he could eat, when he could fucking leave. Wouldn't ya? Isn't that simple logic? I mean, I never watched the stupidity yesterday evening with fucking, the goddamn, that retard. I mean, I can't even fucking comment. I mean, I read a bit, Galen had watched it and she commented on it and it was probably about what I fucking figured it'd be. But I mean, that little fucking cocksucker. It's just his fucking spokesman for the fucking Communist Committee. They got goddamn communists occupying your fucking, occupying your state house, occupying the goddamn Congress, occupying your goddamn judicial, occupying your goddamn White House. They got Capitol Hill. And they got fucking Constantino wire and they got fucking troops. What the fuck's it take to fucking fuse it? Wonder what that means. That means that they're that goddamn communist committee, a committee led by fucking goddamn George Soros, Barack Obama, and Barry Sanders, and AOC, and the rest of the fucking communist cunts, whoever that cunt was the other day on fucking that that won the primary there in New York. We're going to make this whole country socialist. Well, get on it, you fucking tough son of a bitch. I can see you're a real fucking Rambo. Oh, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to trick everybody. Yeah. You know, these son of a bitches, I talked yesterday about the goddamn Chinese, and they are some dumb son of a bitches. And that's how I know goddamn how few their number has to be. I mean, there's some pretty fucking dumb people in this country. I concede it. But there ain't that goddamn many, not like China. And I'm trying to fuck China. All this fucking big hurrah about China, oh, China, China. Everything China's got, somebody gave them. They got an aircraft carrier because we fucking gave the son of a bitch to them. Those motherfuckers never invented any fucking thing but firecrackers and goddamn gunpowder, and that was probably stolen from somebody else, too. And tell me, just who in the fuck have they whipped in a war? They fucking, the Japanese kicked the fuck out of them, and they would, you know, the Japanese would have took all of fucking China, too, had we not cut off the fucking oil supplies, which supposedly is the reason that we began World War II with the fucking Japanese. We were supplying oil. They were stomping the shit out of those fucking idiots. Fucking Chinese aren't scary. Oh, it's the only thing that's scary. There's 2 billion of them. Well, I guess that's 2 billion fucking bullets. Because that's all it'll take. Because them ignorant son of a bitches, I mean, fuck, somebody's got to control that. I mean, what kind of army are you going to send here? A couple million? 3 million? How many fucking people is it? Each one of those motherfuckers needs somebody to hold their fucking hand. They tell them what to do because they don't know what to, they can't think for themselves. None at all. They've never been allowed to, generationally. Generation after generation, they haven't been allowed to think for themselves. They have to be told. So there has to be some, I mean, they can take a group of them and say they put them under, oh, some American treasonous son of a bitch that can speak fucking Chinese. Boy, you do not want to get caught. Woo! Woo! What we got planned for you? You son of a bitch. You do not want to get caught. But anyway, let them go ahead. So when we fucking get out our fucking rifles with our goddamn fucking scopes, we know exactly whose fucking head to aim for, right? Or who do we want to fucking leave wounded on the field? Because once you get rid, you know, it's like when the British, you know, during the hijacking of the fucking uprising they called the fucking Revolutionary War, that was one of the things, you know, the boys came out of the mountains, the guys who could fucking shoot more than 50 fucking yards, and they could hit a fucking squirrel at fucking 100 yards up in a fucking tree, a squirrel in the head. Then when them boys came down, see, everything wasn't going so fucking well. But when them boys came down from the mountains, you know, them people that fucking just don't count because they're not a part of the fucking package, just peasant people, you know. No, they weren't peasants. They owned fucking property. They're the son of a bitches with the balls to go out in the wilderness and take the son of a bitch. And they knew how to fucking shoot. And so they started targeting the officers. It was real easy to figure out. These fucking clowns, and I call them clowns because that's what they fucking look like in them red coats. These fucking clowns could not fucking take a piss without being told to. They were so disciplined. That's why they were the baddest, meanest, biggest, baddest army in the fucking world. They were so disciplined. They did exactly what they were told. But when you pop the guy in the fucking head that's supposed to tell him what to do, they didn't know what to fucking do. They went around, they just got slaughtered until they turned around and ran. There wasn't like, I mean, and now they, you know, they've smartened up, you know, they went to different ranks so that the fucking guy that's below, but the next guy in line, he, you know, knows your job so he can tell the stupid son of a bitch what to do. So he's the next target. I mean, goddamn, we got nothing but long-range shooters. I mean, out here in the West, man, people can fucking shoot. Shoot far. And out back east. I mean, goddamn, I mean, the 50 caliber club and all that shit. Well, I don't know how. They'll probably be, you know, with the Christians. Oh, we want theocracy. Boom! Oh, that was only from 10 fucking feet. We didn't see that one coming, did you? At any rate, guys, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Down road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific time, and of course, it's Friday, so we're welcoming to these cocksuckers to our jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Guns N' Roses. Anyway, see who else needs to get in the fucking jungle here. Give Israel any planes needed to bomb Iran. Yeah, we got a goddamn archaic masters. I mean, you go on your fucking knees. I mean, you motherfuckers wear knee pads everywhere you fucking go. So when you go to suck dick or suck ass or whatever in the fuck you do, you don't hurt your knees. God, what a sickening bunch of son of a bitches. This is from anti-war. Okay, the Pentagon signed a contract with Boeing on Thursday to supply Israel with four. Well, we were already into this. Okay, I'm sorry. Where were we? Well, the deal has been in a long time. Okay, no. We might have been. We might get rid of that one. Okay, Google tests debunking. I thought this is pretty cool. Google tests pre-bunking strategy. I mean, this is like when I was watching the thing on the fucking Chinese. The fucking oddities of the fucking things that they said, you know, like, and people were fucking screaming this shit across. I mean, you're talking about, in them days, probably about, you know, 600-800 million fucking people. And now you got a couple billion over there. But though, I mean, just the goofiest, dumbest, retarded shit. Google tests pre-bunking. Everybody'll be saying it. I'm going to pre-bunk. But they would take it so fucking seriously. Something that you'd laugh at for just the way it's spelled and the way what it means. I mean, these son of a bitches, this is their goddamn mentality. If this is what you'll die for, you're nothing. You'll be fucking, no wonder your asses are handed to you every time you fuck with somebody. Dumb son of a bitches. Dumb son of a bitches. Anyway, pre-bunking strategy to protect readers from misinformation. This is from Children's Self-Defense. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Tech giant Google is testing out pre-bunking. I love that. Pre-bunking. I mean, I think about it now. You get debunking something. But pre-bunking, wouldn't it be pre-debunking? I mean, to be correct, wouldn't it have to be? But I'll tell you what, these motherfuckers will suck this up. This little handful of fucking stupid fucking ignorant bastards. Yeah, you know how dumb you got to be to fall for communism? I'm talking goddamn mildly retarded. And that's a smart one. Strategies aimed at... here we go. Strategies aimed at inoculating people against manipulation and misinformation online. Now, this is something that Mao would do. I mean, he would take something that fucking ridiculous and fucking, I mean, these people are sitting there like these, I don't know, like these Moses come down.
They got to get ahead of their laws, Henry.
Pardon?
So they got to get ahead of their laws.
They sure do, but my point is...
That's what they're trying to do.
Oh, well, so of course they are.
People like you go out there and speak the truth on them. Oh, no, he's lying.
Well, you know, I really don't care because, you know, when the sun shines and the sun... They've already revealed themselves. But what I'm talking about here is just like this... Listen to this whole statement. Tech giant Google is testing out pre-bunking... Not pre-debunking, because when you debunk something, pre-bunking, what the hell does that mean? It means you're getting in your bunk before something? I mean, what the fuck? It's a non-word. Strategy, and this is the shit, like I said, Mao used. aimed at inoculating, so they've got to throw that in there because we're living in a goddamn pandemic fucking, I mean, that's how he would do work things around these simple, but of course he was dealing with fucking retards, so the simpler actually the better. Because these people, I mean, goddamn the shit that they fell for, and I mean, they were, I don't speak Chinese, I never had a fucking clue. And until these translations, and this is shit they approved. They are dumber than a fucking sled runner. Anyway, inoculating people against manipulation. You're going to inoculate people against manipulation. You see what I'm saying here? And misinformation online by pre-bunking. Okay. Let's break that word apart. Pre and bunking. I've heard of debunking. That means showing that it's something's bunk, you know, that it's unreal and proving it fucking false or what might have you. But pre-bunking, what do you think, guys? Shouldn't it be pre-debunking, even if it was something? But this is all it has to be. I mean, there's the people here that I ain't afraid of these motherfuckers in these communists in this country. They are some dumb. You fucking Antifa mother, you are dumb. You're so fucking dumb, I can't even find a fucking level to fucking put you at. Retards are smarter than you. They're geniuses compared to you. Pre-bunking. In a paper published Wednesday in the journal Science Advance. Now think about that. Now you got this what the hell is it? Wednesday in the journal Science Advance. Now this is the top notch motherfuckers. These are the goddamn experts. These are the people that know everything. Researchers from Google and Cambridge University in the United Kingdom teamed up to conduct experiments that involved 5 short videos aimed at inoculating people against manipulation techniques commonly used in in misinformation. Now, goddammit, that's funny. Don't tell me it ain't. Inoculating people. I'm so fucking stupid. I cannot interpret. Now, that's what I told you guys yesterday. It's like they don't have no personality. I mean, you talk about thought control and fucking telling people what to think. I mean, and then you look at who's involved. The study titled Psychological Inoculation Resilience Against Misinformation on Social Media involved nearly 30,000 participants. Other authors included researchers at the University of Bristol. Oh, big. See, we're talking universities. But goddamn, I'm telling you. If you watch those things on YouTube, you would see that university don't mean shit. It's just like here in Oregon, you know, you can graduate high school. You don't have to learn how to read. You don't have to know math. You don't have to know, fucking nothing. You have to know about fucking, gender identity and shit like that. That's what they're testing for, fucking goddamn people. These are the people that are going to whip our ass? Really? University of Bristol in the United Kingdom and the University of Western Australia. Sound like some pretty smart fucking people to me. Researchers say the manipulation techniques commonly used in misinformation are emotionally manipulative language, incoherence, false dichotomies, scapegoating, and homonym attacks. I mean, what the fuck are you putting these words up? I could get a dictionary and look them up, I suppose, and I suppose they'd have a meaning. But I mean, this article is made to reach out right to your fucking average commie. I guarantee those motherfuckers, they don't even know what tech means. The first fucking word in the article. Dichotomies, scapegoating, and homonym attack. Specifically, researchers showed 90 seconds videos amid a familiarizing watchers. Aimed at familiarizing monsters, sorry. Specifically, researchers showed 90-second videos aimed at familiarizing watchers with manipulation techniques such as scapegoating and deliberate incoherence. Okay, you have to be shown this? I mean, do you have a brain of your own whatsoever? Do you calculate in your own mind? Could this be, is this person trying to scapegoat me? Is this person trying to do whatever this this other fucking thing is, techniques, manipulation? Is this person trying to manipulate me? I mean, I'll tell you what, here in the jungle, man, you better be able to read people like a goddamn book. If you can't, you don't last here in the fucking jungle. So you better be able to read people like a goddamn book. And these people here are talking about a 30-second little thing that's going to make you fucking, I don't know, fucking read people, whether they're telling the truth or not. It's silliness. The video introduced concepts from the misinformation playbook, according to researchers, and explained to viewers in simple terms. How much fucking simple terms? Some of the most common manipulation techniques using fictional characters as opposed to real political or kindergartner. This is too fucking stupid for kindergarten. Instead of media figures, I mean people. God, are they teaching you? Are they thinking for you? And wait, let's keep going. Researchers then gave people a microdose of misinformation in the form of, relatable is what it says, but that ain't what it says. Examples from, it's all gobbed together, they didn't hyphenate it, from film and TV such as Family Guy. Family Guy? This is where you're getting your goddamn information. My Family Guy. Oh, retards. They found that the videos improved manipulation techniques recognition and boosted watchers' confidence in spotting these techniques while also increasing people's ability. But what if they're lying to you? What if they're telling you to interpret things one way and it's the other way? How do you know they're not manipulating you? Uh-oh. We need somebody to unmanipulate the unmanipulators. This is totally saying I can't think for my fucking self. I can't look at something and fucking gauge it against the life experience I've went through, against my education, against the fucking reality I see around me. I can't look at something and make a decision for myself. I need some help. I need somebody to tell me how to fucking interpret a fart. I mean, come on, get real, people. But listen, this is how dumb the fucking Chinese are. They'd eat this shit up. This is what made them think Mao was a goddamn, that he was a god. They thought he was so fucking smart. People don't realize how backward the fucking goddamn Chinese were. You can't say, you know, there's smart people and dumb people in every fucking crowd. But I mean the majority of these son of a bitches, they clung to goofy shit like this, that fucker'd say. And they would cling to something that was irrelevant to their fucking lives. And they would, just like I talked about, melting all the fucking steel in the whole country down. Every piece of steel was to be melted. The Pole people were coming together. The commune was going to fucking make China a modern nation by fucking, we need steel. I mean, these people were building bellows, I guess they're called, you know, to blow the fires. And I mean, any way to melt fucking goddamn whatever they had. Not a clue about metallurgy or separating the fucking metals or none of it. I mean, but the shit that came out was shit. It just destroyed they melted their tools, what they did. So they destroyed their fucking tools like things like hoes and fucking plows. I mean, even though it's being pulled by a fucking water buffalo. I mean, they destroyed everything, the things that they needed to keep alive. And they paid the fucking price for their stupidity. I mean, goddamn, it was like, you son of a bitches. We're going to starve. And they're just sitting there, what the fuck can we do? We're going to starve. And then they tell them about fucking going after this. The people responsible for this, old Malcolm, that fucking, look at his older pictures of him, a little rat teeth, fucking retard. He come up there and he goes, well, you need to go after the goddamn, it's the corruption of those people I appointed underneath me. And that's their corruption, you need to go get them. They're them dirty son of a bitches, look what they've done to us. I gotta go have some caviar, you guys have a nice day. Okay. Now go get them. And these goddamn assholes, these got the Red Guard, and they put red armbands on and they go to the fucking officials' houses that this fucker, they were scared to death of the son of a bitch. But I mean, they had to do what they were told. They were just doing what they were told. I mean, Mao didn't have no competition for the fucking absolute goddamn dictatorial powers of China. So these assholes are, you can see them. These occasions when he would have to name a new official, and their face would almost like go, like a guy, like if somebody in Africa finding out, oh shit, they found gold here. That's what it was like. You're gonna be a party official, and you're gonna have all the privileges that goes along with it, including when this idiot that you know is a fucking idiot. If you're listening to him talk, there can be no mistake. These are supposed to be some of the smarter, you know, Chinese people as the ones that are running the fucking joint. You know that this guy, I mean, there's no fucking doubt. Once you hear what that guy, I don't speak Chinese. That's my Chinese. But when you have somebody interpreting this shit for you and you hear what this fucker is saying, you're sitting up there, this ain't fucking Adolf Hitler. I mean, Adolf Hitler fucking, he was talking in, terms that people had to reach and really think to fucking comprehend what he was saying, but in the end it came together and made sense. This motherfucker, he would go into something about goddamn industrial farming and then a poem in the middle of it, and then fucking I mean, stupid shit like this one I'm reading, this Google test, pre-bunking. See, they can't even get it through their heads. Like, the word pre-bunking, you know how goofy that sounds? Pre-bunking? What is pre-bunking? Well, that's what's debunking something. Well, that would be pre-debunking then, wouldn't it? Right? I'm missing something here. But you watch this be the battle cry across the land of the communists. We're going to pre-bunk all of these fucking truths that the people are telling about how stupid we fucking are. Well, you just now proved it, you dumb son of a bitch. Just the headline of this article proves you're a dumb son of a bitch. You do not even understand the fucking language. Probably written by a fucking foreigner who's in the higher echelons of our government after being here for 2 fucking weeks. This is how far gone it is. This is why we gotta stop this shit. We gotta fucking put things back right. I mean, I seen it. There was a lot of immigration. You know, they pumped people in here. They wanted fucking cheap labor. It's always been the same thing. The goddamn aristocrats want cheap labor. And fuck, they're always just a handful. So this government, it ain't even the government. It's a fucking corporation to begin with. But it's there for is to get cheaper fucking labor for its brethren that are the fucking aristocratic fucking elite of this fucking country. The ruling elite, people. They tell you. You don't rule me, motherfucker. But they'll tell you, we have the ruling class. Oh, we got classes now. They had classes there, too. And the lowest one was the fucking peasant. I was telling you yesterday about these kids. You know, they were some of the smarter ones in the city. And they're starting to ask fucking questions because they're seeing things like pre-bunking. And they, you know, actually understand the construction of the fucking sentence and the construction of a fucking word. And so they start asking questions because they're supposed to be the intellect. They're proud of themselves. They're wearing glasses and looking fucking real important, ties, suits and stuff. You know, these are young people. That's what they did. They turned the young against the old, and they went to the far back from the old, in the beginning, the old people. They went that far back as how dumb that the young people were, That's how far they went back, is how dumb the fucking dumbest of the fucking older people were, and everybody else got killed. Then everybody was at the same dumbness. But then these, like I said, before we can become an industrial nation, before we can become any shit thing, we have to get smarter than to fucking melt down all of our fucking tools, to melt down every piece of metal in fucking China and fucking have to throw it away because we fucked it up. So it's these kids, they got the glasses on and they're going to foreign education. You people have paid to educate more fucking Chinese than you'll ever fucking know. And you pay, well, at the same time you couldn't afford to for a higher education for your own children. You've been paying for it for the fucking Chinese, believe me. So these kids go to foreign fucking colleges and say, I thought that pre-bunking thing was weird and it didn't make sense, you know. And so when they come back, you know, they get educated some. What education that was given to them, not that they educated each other. So these fucking kids, you know, they start talking about shit like this pre-bunking thing I'm talking about. Stuff that made absolutely no sense. And they started looking at Mao and they're seeing him fucking talking about, you know, fucking, crops and industrial, fucking production of food and fucking quotas and shit. And right in the middle, fucking, a little poem. You know, it's a little poem to keep it. Oh, and whatever he said before they'd ever listened to, they got the poem. They remembered the poem. But when they were fucking starving to death, like I was talking about yesterday, man, I'll tell you, you know, these kids start really talking, you know, saying, hey, wait a minute now. We're supposed to be having this the way the people want it. That's what they told us is communism shit was all about. That's why we're all, I can't remember what the word they used was. At any rate, they fucking, they start telling more truths. So we come up, Mao comes up with a new policy, takes all these kids and sends them to the north, into the country, in the back, I mean, fucking nowhere, where the slaves live. Well, they call them peasants, but this is what he said. He said this. These are the smartest people in fucking China at the time. But he's going to, because they have been polluted by the industrial fucking, industrial fucking complex or whatever you want to call it of the world. Their minds have been polluted because they're sitting there going, hey, pre-bunking makes no sense. And what you're doing makes no sense. And what's that poem all about? So he takes the smartest kids they fucking got and sends them out into the fucking goddamn, into the farmlands. And these kids fucking, I mean, they got a good lesson what communism really fucking is. They work from dusk till dawn. And they got sent back to the north. To be re-educated by the peasants. This is what the man fucking said. I mean, they went to this, his first, you know, it was like they jump around from thing to thing and they can't land on anything because it's all stupid. But he took his smartest fucking kids in the whole goddamn country and sent them to the goddamn, where the people don't even have a fucking school. But so that the peasants could re-educate them so they could understand what communism really is. See, then people, see how you busted your ass when they come back after 3 years? See, that's what communism is. You keep your fucking mouth shut, and no matter how stupid whatever comes out of Mao's fucking mouth, oh my God, yes, Jesus Christ Almighty, we got him here. Thank God for Mao. He saved us. Except for those 400,000 that died of the famine last year, because they said that the crops were twice what they were, and come got the government's half, and there was nothing. I mean, they'd leave them with nothing to eat after they put in a pretty good crop. But they pushed them. They said, we have to have this. This is going to be your quota. You're going to make that quota. So they fucking went and they wrote down, we made the quota, because you better not write that you didn't make that quota, or you were a counter-revolutionary. You were trying to ruin the whole goddamn thing, guys, by telling the truth. So they fucking say, we made the quota. Well, good. Then we can take half. When they take half, they took the whole. And I ain't shitting you. That's one dude on there he was talking about. They eat in the fucking, this some kind of clay, mud-like shit. They finally, they'd eat all the bark off the trees. They'd eat all the fucking grass. Anything that they could fucking get down their goddamn gullet. And they started eating this fucking clay because they were so starving. And it fucking would go inside them and it killed them. It got inside their intestines and killed them. Oh, holy Mao. Don't, the Chinese ain't shit. And anything they've got, somebody's given them. If they've got a goddamn nuclear bomb, the fucking Jews gave it to them. If they've got a goddamn probe that went to fucking, that landed on the moon, they didn't fucking invent it. They took, either the Jews had their fucking lap dogs, the Americans fucking make it for them, or the Jews themselves sold it to them. I guarantee you the Jews made money on the fucking deal. These people are fucking nothing. Nothing, and I'll say it every day. They fucking attacks. I mean, who, think about it. Go back, look at history. Who in hell have they whipped? Nobody. They're fucking so backward they can't even shit wipe their own ass. Anyway, that's enough bitching and complaining for one day. And we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, if you get a chance to go to Google, I mean, it's like an hour and a half, I think I spent maybe 2 hours watching these. And just watch the people and listen to what they're saying. And you'll be like, really? This is what we're supposed to be afraid of? But there's 2 million of them. 2 million fucking retards. I don't give a fuck how many there is. We'll kill them by the fucking score. We did kill them by the score in Korea, and they lied about that in the fucking films too. They didn't fight us no goddamn standstill. And fucking, I believe 1 million of them did die, but the official fucking things you can get, it's like my grandson trying to look up fucking, whether this country's a democracy or a republic. You'll get a different answer depending on which button you push it on the computer, because they have dismantled the fucking internet. At least half of it's already fucking gone, guys. The information you've saved is only information. Don't, if you get rid of, you get a new computer, save the information off of it, because you're not going to be able to go back to the internet and get it. And that's the advice I'll give you, and we'll call that The Word from the Trenches. See you guys on Monday.
Man above. Good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!